CEO Ed Bastian said it may be a few days before operations return to normal. Joel Rose, NPR News, Washington.
It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' best interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. To begin with in the noon hour, a stellar overture from a grand opera from 1822 with music written by Franz Schubert, the overture to Alfonso and Estrella, the story of the bid to restore a king from his back to his old throne and the two people who fell in love during the course of the adventure. We are the Prague Symphonia with that performance, conducted by Christian Bender, to begin things here on Kansas Public Radio as classical music continues through the afternoon time. I'm Jeff Watson, happy to be with you for it. Looking forward this hour to chamber music by Johann Christian Bach for winds and strings, as well as Alexander Glazunov's Slavonic Festival. Wonderful music still to come. Thanks for being a part of things here on a Tuesday afternoon. What we have for you next is the BBC Concert Orchestra, and the music is by Haydn Wood, an English composer of the early 20th century. One of the highlights of his early career was as a virtuoso violinist touring with the soprano Madame Albani. The two of them traveled all over Europe and even as far as Australia, India, and significantly in 1907, taking a stop through Cairo, Egypt. And as often happens when composers go on vacation, they're inspired to write. This was written in 1929, and it's known as Egypta, or an Egyptian suite. Gavin Sutherland leads the BBC Concert Orchestra next on Kansas Public Radio. An energetic orchestral suite, one composed in 1929 by English composer Haydn Wood, inspired by a trip to Egypt he had taken in 1907, Egypta, an Egyptian suite. Gavin Sutherland and the BBC Concert Orchestra had that performance for us on Kansas Public Radio, where it's 1226 and still to come. Music of Alexander Glazunov and his Slavonic Festival. That'll be in the second half of the hour in just over 15 minutes' time. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, carrying a full line of farm-fresh local produce, including tomatoes, sweet corn, peaches, and other grades of Midwestern produce. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. Details at pinesgardenmarket.com. And Eagle's Rest, a locally owned custom furniture store in downtown Lawrence, featuring Stressless brand chairs and other sustainably made, handcrafted furniture. Information online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com. We have music for you next by the youngest of the sons of Johann Sebastian Bach, Johann Christian Bach, who made his living as a musician mostly in England, and he's known therefore as the London Bach. A quintet for flute, oboe, violin, and D, with the musicians of Camerata Cologne on Kansas Public Radio. A quintet, for winds and strings by Johann Christian Bach, performed by members of Camerata Cologne, today on Kansas Public Radio, where the time is 12:45, 15 minutes until the top of the hour, and news from NPR. Here at the KU campus, it is 86 degrees. That's about as warm as we're expecting it to get today. We'll have mostly sunny skies. We do have a slight chance of showers after 1 o'clock. Tonight, clear, a low of 67. And tomorrow's a warmer day with sunny skies, a high of 91 and a low of about 70 for Wednesday night. We're live. We're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Here at KPR, we essentially have one job, to serve our listeners with exceptional news, culture, and ideas. Your donation directly funds the service that you rely on. Because you listen to KPR, please consider becoming a member listener over at that website, support.kansaspublicradio.org, to help fund the programming that matters. And thanks to all of you for your marvelous support of KBR. With our remaining time in this noon hour, we have something for you next by Alexander Glazunov, music that was written around the year of 1888. Glazunov was about 23 at that time, and his career was rapidly advancing. He'd just composed a very widely popular string quartet. He followed that up with this creation for orchestra based on Ukrainian folk dances. Next on KPR, we'll hear the Slavonic Festival with the USSR Symphony led by Yevgeny Svetlanov on KPR. The USSR Symphony led by Yevgeny Svetlanov in the Slavonic Festival from 1888, music by Alexander Glazunov on KPR. Just about time for NPR News. Stay with us for music by Brahms and his trio for clarinet, cello, and piano ahead in the next hour.
Morning Edition from NPR.
Your Morning Edition every weekday from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org.
Wind that could cause new wildfire starts because it's so dry. Kirk Sigler, NPR News, Boise.
It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. A beloved old number from Tchaikovsky and the waltz from the opera Eugene Onegin, as Eugene Ormandy led the Philadelphia Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio, where classical music continues here in the 1 o'clock hour on a Tuesday afternoon. Glad you could be with me. I'm Jeff Watson. And we await, a little bit later down the line, the Rome Symphony Orchestra and a passionate symphonic poem from the romantic Italian composer Alfredo Catalani, one known as Ero e Leandro. Some music steeped in mythological tales coming up in just a little bit. It's music of Brahms as we continue. Some music written late in his life and career around the year of 1891. We mentioned before how late in his life Brahms, while in a state of semi-retirement from composing, came out of retirement to write a pair of clarinet sonatas for the virtuoso soloist Richard Muffeld. That wasn't the only thing he wrote for Muffeld. This is a trio for clarinet, cello, and piano, one that we'll hear played by clarinetist Richard Stoltzman, cellist Yo-Yo Ma, and pianist Emmanuel Axe, all together next on Kansas Public Radio. From 1891, a trio for clarinet, cello, and piano in A minor. Music by Johannes Brahms, played by clarinetist Richard Stoltzman, Yo-Yo Ma, and pianist Emmanuel Axe, here on Kansas Public Radio. 1:39 is the time, little over 20 minutes until the top of the hour, and our next update of news headlines from NPR. The music continues till 3 this afternoon. Then it continues again this evening from 7 to 9 when Destiny is your host. Classical music this evening includes something to do with imposters. We all despise those, right? Well, tonight we'll learn to love an imposter, Bela Fleck and his famous banjo concerto, which is known as the Imposter Concerto, plus a rarely heard overture by Mendelssohn, and a dazzling and wild string quartet by Arthur Chabelle. Those and other classics with Destiny, your host tonight from 7 to 9, here on Kansas Public Radio. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on After the Harvest, introducing UP, or Urban Produce Push, with a goal to provide produce to the people in pantries in every corner of Kansas City. More details on how to help at aftertheharvestkc.org. Our next recording is of the Rome Symphony Orchestra with a passionate symphonic poem from the Italian composer Alfredo Catalani of the late 19th century, who wrote a few famous operas but never achieved the level of success as, say, Puccini in his lifetime, something that Catalani was very resentful of. But we'll listen to a passionate symphonic poem from 1884, one based on the Greek myth of Hero and Leander, the story of the priestess of Aphrodite who waits atop a tower by a great body of water, one that her lover Leander swims every night until one fateful night where he doesn't make it. Conductor Francesco Lavecchia leads the Rome Symphony on Kansas Public Radio. The symphonic poem, steeped in Greek mythology from 1884, Ero e Leandro, from Italian composer Alfredo Catalani, played by the Rome Symphony, conducted by Francesco Lavecchia, here on Kansas Public Radio. We've just about arrived at 2 o'clock. News from NPR is next. Then in the next hour, quite an assortment for you. We have Music for Strings by Arthur Foote, plus music from a new recording of the piano music of Alan Avanis, something for you coming up called the Prospect Hill Sonata for piano. Much more still to come on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music comes from Spider Arc Constructors, offering foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing as part of your home preservation project. More information at Spider, Spider with a Y, SpiderArcConstructors.com. Catch All Things Considered from NPR News, of course, from 3 to 7 this afternoon and indeed every weekday here at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3, KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. Online at kansaspublicradio.org, or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
62. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Bank of America, offering access to resources and digital tools designed to help local to global companies make moves for their businesses. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. And cello making a solemn sound as played by Hannah Chang with the Philharmonia Orchestra led by Leonard Slatkin, altogether in Après un rêve, or After a Dream, tuned by Gabriel Fauré, on Kansas Public Radio. Classical music continues for a little while longer this afternoon, until 3 o'clock. I'm Jeff Watson, and between now and then, quite a hour of music in store for your Tuesday afternoon with a marvelous orchestral suite by French composer Jules Massenet a little bit later on, known as Alsatian Scenes. Plus, we'll hear music for piano from a brand new recording of music by Alan Avanis, something he composed back in 1980, called the Prospect Hill Sonata. We'll hear a recording of pianist Haskell Small in just a little bit. We're with the Seattle Symphony and conductor Gerard Schwartz next to hear something from American composer Arthur Foote of the 19th century, a member of the so-called Boston Six, a group of composers from New England in the late 19th century that included Amy Beach, George Whitefield Chadwick, Edward McDowell, John Knowles Payne, and Horatio Parker. This is something that Foote wrote in 1907 and became quite a crowd pleaser ever since its premiere 2 years later in 1909. A suite for strings in E major. The Seattle Symphony has the performance on Kansas Public Radio. The Seattle Symphony Orchestra, led by conductor Gerard Schwartz, with music that premiered in 1909, a suite for strings in E major, from American composer Arthur Foote on Kansas Public Radio. It is 2:25, and ahead in the second half of the hour, we have the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra awaiting us with an orchestral suite, the seventh written by Jules Massenet, known as Alsatian Scenes, still to come this afternoon on KPR. Thanks for being with us. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, independently serving the local community for over 30 years. The Raven Bookstore is located at 809 Mass Street in Lawrence or online at ravenbookstore.com. and the Lawrence Public Library celebrating 10 years in your new library home with music, food, games, and an outdoor family movie Friday afternoon on the library lawn. Information at lplks.org. A little more American classical music for you. We've got something next from Alan Havanas, an Armenian-American composer whose music is a bit of a fusion between Western and Eastern styles and most often described as mystical. We're going to listen to some of his piano music, something inspired by his days as a young man living with his uncle in Western Massachusetts, where he would pass summers as a boy walking throughout the mountainous hills of his uncle's farm. Mountains were a very important source of inspiration for Havanas, as evinced in his second symphony, The Mysterious Mountain. What we'll listen to comes from a very recently released album called Alan Havanas's Mountain Fantasies for Piano. What we'll listen to was written in 1980. They call this the Prospect Hills Sonata, played by pianist Haskell Small. Next on KPR. There at the keyboard in that recording, Haskell Small. And a gorgeous piano creation created in 1980 by Alan Havanas called Prospect Hills Sonata. And that was from a recently released album called Mountain Fantasies for Piano, the music of Havanas for keyboard, here on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 2:35, and at 3 o'clock we await All Things Considered from NPR News. That's followed by more classical music from 7 to 9 this evening. Destiny is your host. Tonight, something to do with imposters on the program. We all despise imposters, of course, but tonight we'll learn to love one. It's Bela Fleck and his famous banjo concerto tonight, known as the Imposter Concerto. There'll also be a rarely heard overture by Felix Mendelssohn and a dazzling and wild string quartet by Arthur Chabelle. Those and other classics with Destiny, your host tonight from 7 to 9 here on Kansas Public Radio. For tonight in northeast and east central Kansas, we should have clear skies, low temperatures around 67 degrees. Tomorrow's going to be a bit of a warmer day with a high of 91, sunny skies. For Wednesday night, a low of 70, and then Thursday, sunny, with a high of 93. Up next is the New Zealand Symphony, conductor Johnny Vassance, with an orchestral suite, one written in the late 19th century, one that premiered in Paris in 1882, although written a little bit before that, music of Jules Massenet, and this orchestral suite calls to mind the lifetimes and tradition of the territory of Lorraine-Alsace, territory that was lost to France during the Franco-Prussian War, a war that Massenet himself had served in. Alsatian scenes next with the New Zealand Symphony on KPR. From 1882, the Seventh Orchestral Suite by Jules Massenet, also known as Alsatian Scenes, played by the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Johnny Vassance, here on KPR. Where it is now just about 3 o'clock, up ahead is All Things Considered from NPR News. Classical music returns this evening when Destiny brings you more from 7 to 9. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining me for an afternoon of music, as always, and we'll visit again at noon tomorrow. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, and always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 3 o'clock.